never a dull day on the War Room. You may notice the Bruce Falconer soundtrack, the DBZ music. That is because we are an original media company. We are a legendary media company, and we play what we want to on air. So thank you for joining me again, your host, Rex Jones, of today's War Room broadcast. We're going to be getting into the latest from Pete Hegseth. I want to roll you a press conference where he just said a number of things. Pete Hegseth. Mr. Pete Hegseth did a press conference, and I would like to roll the clip.
CENTCOM, Central Command, will be busy tonight because President Trump said we will be hitting Iran hard, and we will be. Because Iran has a chance to make a good deal, a great deal, to codify what they said they've been...
All right, so it's all meaningless again, just like at the beginning of the broadcast. Iran has the possibility to make a deal. Well, we were in the middle of making a deal with Iran. It was about to get concluded, 60-day ceasefire. Then, boom, Israel blows up Beirut. So did Iran break the deal, or did the U.S.-Israeli empire break the deal? Now, of course, we argue, oh, that wasn't America. That was them. But it's like, you know, being Siamese twins and the entire world can see you can join at the hip. Go back to it.
I haven't been willing to do it, so... As President Trump said, they've been tapping. You can see when someone's trying to tap on a deal. Instead, they're going to have tap bombs dropping on key facilities in Iran from the United States of America.
Pause it.
And that's...
It sounds tough. It sounds cool. They're going to be tapping bombs on top of their head.
That's just like when Pete Hegseth at the beginning of the conflict, I think one weekend, said, we don't negotiate. We negotiate with bombs. Right? So how's that? How's the relentless bombing campaign working out for you? How's the Air Force general being in charge of everything saying that air campaigns can win wars, which is absolutely not true? You look at world history to prove that very fact. Look at World War II as an example. Look at the firebombings and look at Dresden, right? Why is that acceptable? It's not acceptable. It's not acceptable to me, and it shouldn't be acceptable to you. Go ahead and go back to Pete Hegseth lying to your face.
In Iran from the United States of America. And that's not because we want to restart anything. We don't have to restart. It's because the War Department is prepared to set the terms to ensure that we get the
Pause.
Kind of deal President Trump.
So the only kind of deal they're interested in is regime change, right? And when I say they, I'm talking about the Israelis, because they control our foreign policy. They take us to war. They're openly now trying to become in charge of our military, Section 224. They're going to have an appointed by the president. But come on, please. Secretary of War, Secretary of Defense, a Pete Hegseth equivalent that is above everybody else at the Department of Defense and helps Israel be in ascendancy in all factors of our technology, research and development, surveillance, intelligence, everything, right? So they're already in charge, but it's not concrete. It's not solidified in law. And when Eisenhower warned of the military-industrial complex and a power so pervasive, men talk about it under hushed breath lest they be overheard, when he's talking about that, he's just talking about our military-industrial complex. Just like the Founding Fathers didn't conceive of the smartphone and like the problems the internet would bring, look back then. We were worried about our own military-industrial complex going out of control, much less somebody else's running our entire government. Go ahead and play the rest of it.
To ensure that we get the kind of deal President Trump expects.
To ensure.
And Admiral Cooper and the team here at CENTCOM
Admiral.
Has done a phenomenal job from the beginning on Epic Fury and through this blockade, ensuring that
sure,
we get
buddy.
To reach that end state, which is Iran will have never.
Where's
have
the dope at,
weapons.
Pete? I want
they
some.
They don't want.
I want some of that
so
Bubba Kush.
So close to that negotiation.
You're smoking
deal,
on it.
If that's the case, they should step up and do it. There's another thing that was revealed today by the president that the press has not been aware of, but certainly this building, the U.S. Central Command, has known, is that Project Freedom, the idea of running ships through the Strait of Hormuz, it never stopped. It just went underground. And so there's some things the public knows and some things the public doesn't know. But ultimately, we've been protecting commercial shipping going through the Strait of Hormuz, as the president announced, to the tune of over 100 million barrels that have moved through and more.
Pause it. Well, he's just going to lie to your face. Oh, traffic in the Strait of Hormuz is normal. Okay, so we've got boats out there that are interdicting other vessels. We actually hit an Indian vessel just recently, and 12 of their people almost died or did die. We'll get into that story next segment. I am taking your calls. I love you. Rex Jones News, Twitter, Instagram, everywhere. Follow me on Instagram especially. I got no followers. Rex Jones News with a Z. I'll see you next segment.
Thanks for having me. having me. Before I start, wanted to pitch a couple of the products there for the listeners. The bovine colostrum's been fantastic. My mom had tremendous results, similar to the results your mom had with her hair and skin. Methylene blue, the mental clarity, the focus has been amazing. I just found that I just needed to up the dose a little bit from the recommendation, and then that really hit. So definitely helps to support the broadcast. Alex, the reason you're so successful and the reason so many people chime in is because you have the best guests. That does include Victor Boot, but I will reference the legendary Gerald Celente. What does he say time after time? When there's nothing left, they take us to war.
The bovine clause is incredible. The methylene blue, you fund us. You're our funders, not the Israelis or the Muslims or the Russians or the U.S. government. You fund us at the AlexJonesStore.com. And the new news site for all the feeds and articles is AlexJonesLive.com. And on Rumble, Rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. We'll be right back.
Damn, well, maybe the clothes do make the man, because I'm feeling on fire today. We had a great Jose Vega interview, covered a lot of phenomenal news, bad news, but in a great way covering it in the first hour. And now I'm going to be getting on to your calls. I'm going to go ahead and give the number out to you guys. That's going to be 512-266-0642. That's 512-266-0642, 0642 instead of O, if you want that explanation. 512-266-0642. I want South Carolinians only. Okay, next segment, we're going to take calls from people from the UK, Britain, Ireland, Wales, Scotland, you name it, people from over there. But I want to hear from the people of South Carolina, how does this guy keep getting in? Like, why aren't all of you on the streets right now protesting? This is like Emperor Palpatine. This is like Saruman or Sauron or a Ringwraith from Lord of the Rings. This is like, I don't even know who a good cartoon villain is to pick. It's just there's too many. It's too much. He's too evil. How is he still the representative, in quotation marks, because I know he doesn't represent you, of course, but how is he still entrenched where you can't get him out of your system? So I want you to call in. If you're from South Carolina exclusively, please call in and explain this to me. I want to tell you guys about something, okay? So I'm a supplement manufacturer. I'm a white labeler. I'm in e-commerce. Like, I'm in fulfillment. I wear many hats. I've been doing this business for 5 years. I want to tell you right now about JonesCBD.com. I have the absolute best CBD. All full spectrum, all lab tested, all COA right there for you on the website, blended with the most amazing botanicals and supplement ingredients that you're ever going to find on the market. I've got Dreamwave PM on JonesCBD.com. It's $37.95. It's 1,500 milligrams full spectrum CBD combined with 50 to 100 milligrams of German CO2 extracted blue chamomile that contains the apigenin, which is GABAergic, provides that relaxation effect alongside the CBD. And then it's got 3 to 6 milligrams for a half ml, full ml dropper of melatonin in each serving. Nobody's going to give you a deal like that. $37.95 for a top-rated CBD product that I completely formulated myself, made myself, ship out myself, nose to tail, the entire process I control. This product did not exist before I invented it. I've got it available at JonesCBD.com. I've been telling the guys at Bigly for a while, and the guys over, you know, wherever for a while, I've been telling them, I said, hey, you need a sleep product. You need a sleep supplement. So, hey, if they're not selling one right now, I'm going to let you know I have one. If you need melatonin, you need CBD, you need these things, I've either got Knockout Sleep Support at 50%off.com for you, or I've got Dreamwave available at JonesCBD.com. So I want to give that quick plug, and now I want to go to our callers. Actually, you know what? Really quick, I want to tell you, Rex Jones News with the Z. That is my X handle. Rex Jones News, same on Instagram, but I don't use it. I'm trying to build it up now. Gray Area Talks. Every Thursday and Sunday, I am live 7:30 to 10:30 p.m., for you with the great co-host Tim Tompkins, break down a lot of phenomenal news. And then in the mornings, every single day, for those of you that miss it, for those of you that are looking for the live stream still and can't find it, the New American Journal is here. I go live from my converted dining room studio every single morning for 3 hours. We do a phenomenal live show. Tim comes on, Anthony comes on, phenomenal guests. The amazing thing, the whole work's got a switcher now. I got everybody helping me. It's so amazing. Come in for the big win. Join my media, just follow, subscribe, check me out even, just see if I'm worth doing that for. Because you know what? I think I am. So thank you so much for that. Let's get the callers on the board so I can see who we got. I kind of got document cam showing my scribbles here. That's what I'm looking at over there. But I'm very excited to talk to people from South Carolina Because Lindsey Graham is foundational to everything that we talk about on the show. Lindsey Graham was somebody that promised to abide by term limits in 1992. I'm not good at math. I don't know how many years ago that was. Seems like a lot, right? Seems like a lot. How many years is that, Brainiac crew? I got to use the word side of my brain, not the mind side of my brain, really quick. I got 33 years since his lie to leave. And I heard that from Lawrence Wilkerson, who's a South Carolinian colonel as well. Super huge fan of Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson. Just want to shout him out. He's a hero of mine. Definitely need to have him on. Need to talk to Vega and that girl I met who works at the Eisenhower Institute. I definitely need to get him on. But let's go ahead and get on the calls with the other people from South Carolina. Bentley from South Carolina was involved in the lynch campaign. Bentley, you were on the air, my friend.
Hey, Rex, how's it going?
It's going pretty good.
I was watching you this morning, actually, on your show this morning on the
I love it.
Spaces, but I was dropping some stuff in the comments there in the live chat. But yeah, I was a volunteer. I helped out Mark Lynch. I met him several times. I went out and did door knocking and phone calls. Mainly put out a lot of signs and just right. Spread the word of mouth and here on social media. Mark is a stand-up guy. It's absolutely nonsense. I want to just pay somebody to tell me that they actually support Lindsey Graham, because I can't find one person. I work in North and South Carolina. I've been all over the state.
Wow.
And I literally can't find one person. If you actually look too, it's like the only young people that even support Lindsey Graham are just the staffers. You know what I mean? Like, if you look at any single picture that you ever see him anywhere, it's always a bunch of old boomers. They look like they're half dead. They're not even present. Right. I'm not even hating on old people, but 100%. I mean, and if you look at the map, Lindsey Graham got over twice the amount of votes than Mark Lynch. It's absolute nonsense. Here on the ground, I can't even find one person that supports him. And then on top of that, the only county that they actually gave to Mark Lynch won two counties, which is Greenville and Spartanburg, the two counties right beside each other where Mark is actually from, and only by a slim margin. It's absolute. And then Lindsey Graham wins every single county by multiple points. I mean, not only is Lindsey Graham not popular in the state, he's not popular in the country. He's one of the most disliked people, I would say, on both the right and the left. Nobody likes this man.
Right.
So the fact that he would win with over 200,000 votes and double what Mark had, it's just absolute bogus. I don't even understand how we could accept this.
Yeah, it does seem faker than a $3 bill to me. Of course, the game is ha ha ha, can you prove it? And I think Lindsey knows he's going to die before he prove it, because he's an old bastard. And, he's only got, 10, 20 years left, but he's going to spend that time that he's got left on the planet instead of, retiring, instead of, relaxing, instead of, having a family or wife or kids or whatever. He's going to spend that time trying to take us to total war. So it's very disturbing that, you're a staffer and you're like, hey, I've been all around the state, north, south, you name it. And I just don't understand how he's getting, these magical 150,000, 200,000 votes, whatever it was. What kind of infrastructure do you think it could be possible for him to have, kind of like some Democrats, a lot of Democrats have done in the past where they do the voter fraud?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's just absolute fraud. It's a bunch of, the capital of this state is Columbia, and the nickname for it is Crooked Columbia. It's just absolutely ridiculous. The corruption here is, so bad. We saw like a lot of fraud, with Nick Shirley and stuff in Minnesota and California, but, people need to come here. I need to do my due diligence and we need to just
start broadcasting, man. Start doing the Tyler Oliveira type videos, the investigative journalism. We need that right now. People need to be shown what's happening in these places. And this is a call, not just to you, but to anybody else that's listening. If you're somebody, it's like, hey, I had this, unique life experience, or like you like were in politics or in media, or you engage with something, even if it was for a moment, like take that and push it forward and do what you feel inspired to do. Cause I think that comes from God.
Amen. Amen. Totally agree. And that's like you said, to everyone listening, I mean, we all need to step up. We all can complain. We all can voice our frustrations, but at the end of the day, we have to get in the arena ourselves. We can't just sit there and sit by. And I appreciate you and everything you've done. And also, anybody who's listening, also go get the supplements. You're crazy. We live in a toxic world. Everything's toxic. The one thing you can get that's pure is the good stuff that you guys bring from Alex Jones Network. So I appreciate you so much, man.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate the call. It warms my heart that you're a morning listener / viewer. Really means a lot to me. It's always an honor to get to do this job for people, to get to actually sit in the chair and share with you like my political exegesis, my thoughts, what I believe, And then to have people, you know, identify with that, recognize something that they kind of, you know, they have similar within themselves, and we can kind of share that fire, share that water together. And then that's how we achieve energy, and that's how we achieve victory. That's how we actualize what we want to see in the world. It's, we're doing it right now. Just talking about it is just talking about it, but that's the first step. And the second step is waking people up. Okay, so we're already doing the first and second step. I know we got a lot of new viewers here today. My name is Rex Jones. You may not have seen me before. I'm Alex Jones's son. All right, I've been around all of this forever. And when I'm here telling you in this chair right now, I never thought as a kid I'd be able to do this. I used to go in and do 20-minute taped reports and literally just like scream the F word and curse and like just be terrified to be in there. Because, you know, sitting in there as a kid, you're like, you know, I admire this. This is heroic. I want to work at InfoWars. I want to do all these things. But you don't truly get what it means until you're an adult and there's nobody protecting you anymore. And you realize nobody's coming to save you. Nobody's coming to save this country. Nobody's coming to save us except for Jesus Christ, of course. And of course, we're Christians. We believe in that. But God helps those who help themselves. So it's up for us right now to make the decision that we are not going to be slaves. We are going to be independent. We are going to go out there and do the citizen journalism. We are all going to talk to each other again. We are not going to be afraid to name the problems, to name the degradation of society, to name who's doing it. The nation's nation doing it. Okay? Israel, Ukraine, and many others are profiting off of our dead carcass right now. Let's revive it while we still have time. I want to talk to Flash in South Carolina, who has a voting observation on why Graham keeps winning. I had to take a little cough break there.
No, not a problem. I want to tell you, man, you're doing a great job. I've been pretty much following you since you stepped into those shoes and have been hosting and everything. Okay, now when I went to vote yesterday, and just about forgot to, I got so tied up with stuff, but I got in there and did vote. And of course, rest assured, I did not vote for Lindsey Graham.
Right.
Or as you say, Lady Graham.
Yes.
There was a woman in front of me. Now, I'm one of those, I guess what you would call baby boomers. I'm in my late 60s, but I'm awake.
You're a patriot.
And most of the people I know that are my age, they don't fall into the other category that
right.
thinks Fox News rules the roost. So to long story short, this woman was in front of me, and but she looked confused. It should have been walking in there. They ask her, okay, who you vote, you know, Republican, Democrat. She was from a different planet. And
right.
I know when she went up there, she didn't vote. So this is what I took the deuce, and I watched this happen more than once. People have a familiar name stuck in their head. They hear, you know, Lindsey Graham, Lindsey Graham, Lindsey Graham over and over, and or they hear that name and says, when they get to the voting booth, that's what they're going to put in. Because unless they're astute and they've got in there, and before they go in there and know who they're voting for, they're out of gas, man.
Right. Right. So
there's something.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, I want to hear more about it. Go ahead.
Well, that's my observation. And I actually called my brother and I said, man, you're not going to believe this. And he said, yeah, it's sad. Now, something I do want to mention, and I've spoken with Harrison. I've spoken with your dad, actually, before,
right.
just called in randomly. But I've tried my best to get people involved, to get people in my state especially involved.
Right.
I run a website called patriotphonebook-sc.com
okay.
where I'm trying to get people to reach out to me locally because this problem is not going to fix itself. You said that, and you're absolutely right. But this is not going to fix itself until people get together and can actually share ideas and say, look, you know, if I go and raise hell about something, I'm one person.
Right.
But if you got 40 or 50 people, 100 or 1,000 people doing it at the same time, calling the phones off the hook, showing up at these people's offices and protesting, then it's all
yes.
good. Now, if you,
go yes. Yes. No, 100%. I agree. You know, here's the thing. Like, I look at it from this aspect of like, yeah, why aren't you protesting the people that are voting against you, that are taking your interest and throwing them in the garbage and serving, you know, a foreign government or, you know, some corporation somewhere. And that is the message. If you want to have effective activism, effective protesting, you got to go to the source. You can't address, you know, a symptom of the disease. You have to address the actual disease. And I think nobody represents like the festering boil of the disease that's on America better than Lindsey Graham, right? Especially it irks me, and not necessarily Southern, but is Texas. We are all from the South kind of together. It irks me to hear somebody with that accent, with somebody with his mannerisms, the way that he disgraces all of us collectively, this representative of like, you know, what a Southern American is, or what somebody lives in the South is. It's really disgusting. Do the people of South Carolina not see him as a kind of caricature? Like, I see him as like a carpetbagger, right?
Well, a lot of people see him like that. Now, I'm going to say one thing that I hope you'll cover this when I hang up.
Right.
I look at what happened in Ireland, what's going on over there, what's happened here with our open borders.
Yes.
I hear the people in Ireland, well, we got to unite, we got to go fight these people. We'll use that same analogy here for those who opened our borders and stole from us. Not
yes.
the people come over, but the people that allowed it to happen.
Amen. Hold on. That's so key. I want to interrupt you there. You can stay on with me. Like, there's no time limit here. You're making such good points. My co-host was saying this to me this morning, Anthony Graffio on New American Journal, which I do every morning, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. He was saying this to me because I was angry. I was outraged. I watched that video of the attempted beheading, and it really made me mad. And I was looking at people doing what they were doing, rioting, and I was like, well, you know, cause and effect. And I was kind of like, well. But Anthony made the point to me, hey, listen, they're not protesting against, they're not doing whatever against the people they actually need to be doing it against. Like, if you were really serious, you go to Parliament, you know, and raise hell. If you're really serious, you would theoretically not encourage anybody to do this. But if they wanted real political action, they wanted real political change, you'd go to, you know, an MP's house and bullhorn in front of it. Right. That's what you would do. And that's what we have to start doing ourselves. And it's a kind of scapegoating thing where they bring in the third world to replace you and they make you fight the third world. And you and the third world don't even hate each other. It's just like the Siamese fighting fish analogy my dad always gives. Right. And that's a controlled paradigm, a false paradigm. And what's the thing about false paradigm? Somebody set that up. And I think you're rejecting that. Go ahead and read off that URL and tell people about what you're doing.
Well, it's Patriot Phone Book.
Patriot Phone Book?
SC for South Carolina .com.
Okay.
And anybody that's in my state that wants to reach out to me so that maybe we can start gathering momentum with other people so we can reach out and organize, do it, whether it's calling people, whatever it takes to get people's attention. That's all this is about.
Yeah, throw that up, guys. Here, have some energy. Here. Throw it up. Patriot Phone Book, and that's the URL again. Read that off again for people.
Yeah. Patriot Phone Book, all one word, dash, not underscore, but dash, SC for South Carolina, .com.
Beautiful. All right, brother, you're trying out there, and that's what matters. That's our entire battle right now, is trying and being motivated enough to care about our society with everything else going on. Thank you so much, Flash, for the phenomenal call. Let's just go ahead.
People need to go after.
Go ahead.
People need to go after their leadership.
Politically, nonviolently, but yes, I totally agree, 100%.
Yes.
We always got to clarify, and that's to protect us, and that's to protect you, because we all know the truth. We all know what needs to happen, but peacefully, politically, nonviolently, of course.
There you go. I'm sorry, I got a little bit of an echo with you, so I wasn't trying to talk over you, but thank you for taking my call.
100%, brother. Thank you for calling in. And that's the beauty of the InfoWar right there. That's a guy not just talking about it, doing it, trying to organize peaceful political protests against the leaders that are doing this to the country. And it's not the scapegoat class that's doing it. It's the actual people that write the laws and sign off on these bills and ultimately do all this to us, right? And you think about it, it's like, why is the senator from South Carolina, which is a state that is struggling immensely, why is he over in Ukraine? Look it up. This is 100% true. Spending reportedly six figures a night in hotel rooms. What's going on there? How is that representative of South Carolinian values? You know, I met people from South Carolina. They're great. But universally, you talk to them, you're like, hey, you got this guy riding a bubble wand stalking little girls at Disneyland like it's big game hunting. His name is Lady G. His name is Lindsey Graham. You know, and he supports endless wars, murder, death, and genocide. And they go, well, you know, I don't support him, and nobody I know supports him, and he's just mysteriously in office folks, we got to make a difference. We got to go out there and actually protest against these people. You got to go when he's running the general election, when he's having a rally. I want people out there with bullhorns reading out his war crimes, reading out the bills he signed on to, reading out the hundreds of billions of dollars that he has not just signed off on, but has directly gone over to these other countries and coordinated the deals of illegally. It's a crime. I'm forgetting the exact act, but I know it to be true. He's not supposed to be over there doing foreign policy. Right. He's a part of the legislative branch, not the executive. I think that's a very clear thing for people to understand. He clearly does not understand that. So that's a very interesting thing. Look at this. The crew is so good. What you're seeing right here is footage of the Maidan coup in 2014. And there's audio and there's more footage. You have John McCain. You have Victoria Nuland. You have others. I don't want to give bad names because I'm reporting the news right now. And I just you get all the deep state monsters mixed up. You name it. Everybody is there celebrating, coordinating the plan. They made all this happen, and they sell you some ridiculous Star Wars story about the Rebel Alliance fighting the evil empire. And it's all garbage. It's all a bunch of BS crap, as I laid out to you before. We promised NATO would not expand one more inch after 1991. Russia, in good faith, dissolves the Warsaw Pact. We expand NATO and add 12 countries to it. And then we run mass military exercises in Ukraine and park long-range missiles in there. And the ethnic Russians living in the Donbass get shelled and war-crimed and ethnically cleansed. And, oh, it's fine because Zelensky was the president on TV. I mean, we're smoking filtered crack in Washington. We're smoking filtered crack in Tel Aviv. Hocus-pocus, bongus-tocus in Ukraine. These people are all high out of their minds if they believe that this stuff is actually in good faith and they believe they're actually going to be able to achieve it. Of course, they don't believe those things and they have to, you know, as reportedly a lot of the European leaders do, use heavy amounts of hard drugs to cope with it. I mean, footage has come out of Keir Starmer and Mertz. See if you can find this where they got the mysterious white paper bag. And, oh, we got little lady Lindsay and Lutnick and Trump. Look at that trio of geckos up there trying to run your life and control the country. Is that what you voted for? Is that what you voted for? Donald Trump to be the maitre d' at the Golden Corral of Death? Lutnick to be his assistant? Lindsey Graham to be the bottle girl? Hell no! Hell no! Get out of here, Lady G! Get Lady G off the screen. We don't need to see that. That's like gore footage or something. We don't need to see that. That should be... ugh. Ugh! But... these are the people, like a Lindsey Graham, another kind of identical candidate, like an Ed Gowron, for example, they're able to get away with things like running AI ads of Thomas Massie with AOC and Ilhan Omar, of them like eating dinner and getting into cars and laughing together. And then that fools the boomer on the Fox News, I guess, to vote for him because they don't want to be a Democrat. And I'm sitting here, I'm 23. And I got, I don't know, let's not jinx it here. I got, let's say, medical advances, technology, you know. 60, 70 years of life left. Maybe if I'm very, very lucky, if I continue my diet and no more ciggy, no more joint, no more drinky, of course, I've got a lot of time left on the planet. And I know a lot of you guys do as well. And to the older people out there in the audience, the legendary older people in the audience, the elders that truly understand, you know, and that's why you're on our side. You don't want to leave us with this bankrupt nation. I know that you don't. So to the older people that are like, yeah, but I don't want to be a Democrat and I don't want to go against Trump. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up! Because I have to wake up every morning and deal with it. Okay? And I know you do too at a certain level. I know everybody's suffering. Everybody's struggling. But, you know, my granddad often says this, life's a process, right? And you're supposed to keep evolving, you know, until you die or whatever. You're supposed to keep getting better at what you do. And you're supposed to become a better person, much more of a connected person with God and everything relating to that. What are we doing in this country that our oldest class of people, the legends, people with the most information, a lot of them, most of them are voting for these policies and supporting these politicians? What does that say about what happened in this country over the past 50 years? What does that say about the loss of our agency and freedom and civil rights? I think it says a lot. We're going to get into it. I want calls next segment from the UK, 512-266-0642. I want calls from the UK. Let's get into what's happening over there to round out the show. The War Room, Rex Jones News on Twitter, Rex Jones News. Love you. Love you.
I don't sell crap. Bovine Colostrum, I'm going to get back to news. I didn't do any plug in the first hour. And Bigly, about a year ago, puts out a survey. A lot of you that are, you know, if you're a VIP, you get surveys. And, you know, once a month or something, they'll ask, hey, what are you wanting or what are you liking best or what products would you like? And that's smart to ask customers that, right? And you're kind and you tell us. And it came back. Bovine colostrum was in the top two or three every time, and so was high-grade beef tallow, which we now have for you, as you requested, and it's a great seller. Not rocket scientist to ask your customers what they want. That's the number one rule of sales. Well, have a great product and find out what your customer wants. You can say the customer's always right. I think there's something better I'm going to tell you, but I'm not going to argue with it. But that's an important rule of sale, but I don't think it's the most ethical point. I'll actually tell you what I think I need to know. So we got samples of it in before we even private labeled it from a top place to say, hey, you got to try this. Well, and now I'm taking it because I know how good it is. I'm like, okay, the survey wants bovine colostrum, the first milk of 2 weeks out of a mammal. I know it supercharges the immune system. I know it has all these immunity factors that goes in. It's like the natural vaccine. I know it's great. I know that going back to Germany hundreds of years ago in the UK and even out west here in the US, they had a sickly kid or a preemie. They would give them the colostrum. They would call it the first milk of a donkey. It was like it's like always in all the literature, like the medical doctors, like that. Oh my God, donkey. Donkey colostrum is like, whoa. I mean, like that, or donkey. And then horse is good. Goats are good, but it's always donkey's the best. It says, the first 2 weeks milk, the colostrum of a jenny. That's in medical books from Germany, the UK, the US. That's how powerful colostrum is. Well, we don't have big, creameries and dairies with a bunch of female donkeys, so you're going to have to settle with the cow. But it's good. And so they send in the canister of the company we're going to private label it from, and I'm like, okay. And so I throw it in the back of my car with some other stuff, and a couple days later, I go to have dinner at my parents', and I go, hey, my mom takes, I've seen her take colostrum and stuff. You know, women like their hair and their nails and all that. I'll give her this. So I go in and give her a couple canisters of it and everything. And then about 2 months later, my mom is like, Alex, I want some more of that. That is incredible.
Several weeks later.
Mom, you got to listen. The products are amazing.
Well, this one, like I said, I don't do testimonials. There's a lot of good products, but this is the first one that I can go, whoa, it's in a back problem that I've had since Alex was born. Is almost completely gone after 50, however many years. And my hair is much thicker than it has been. And I have good hair anyway, but it's much thicker. And this is brand new.
Turned darker.
And darker.
So now she gets it from us. She orders it from us. But that just gives you an example of I'm not selling crap, okay? I'm not going to sell you something that doesn't work. Now, with colostrum, it's going to take, you're going to feel it right away in a few days, but it's going to take months for you to see it with the skin and the hair and the nails and all that for it to really kick in. But I'm telling you, you are nuts if you don't go to the alexjonesstore.com and get these right now. Just go get it. And then we can expand and have our legal battles and beat the New World Order, and you'll be as happy as a pig in poop. And there's a bunch of sales on all the best-selling products right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I can't be bought. I am simply funded by you if you like the work we're doing.
Nice try, globalist. But Alex Jones is still here, and he's not leaving. Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
We're closing it out with a heavy one. We're talking about the nightmare in Belfast and things happening all around the UK, Ireland, Scotland, and Wales. And I want to remind listeners right now, I know it's past midnight over there in the UK, but the number to call in, whether you're an Englishman, a Scot, an Irishman, or a Welshman, I want you to call 512-266-0642. That's 512-266-0642. I know you're out there. I know you're listening to me. Your voice needs to be heard, especially by your American brothers and sisters over here who actually might have the potential to do something about your oppression. So I want you to call in. I want to talk to you right now on the Alex Jones Network War Room. Let me break this down really quick. Nightmare in Belfast, Northern Ireland. A African migrant, a guy from Sudan, one of the worst places on earth, stabbing a white British man in the face and neck multiple times while he lies in the street as kind of like a conquering ritual. The knifeman screams in an unknown foreign language, "Hello!" as he attempts to behead the victim. Bystanders were slow to react, but eventually started hitting and kicking the terrorist in the head until police arrived. And these people, you people over there in the UK, over there in Britain, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, you people are so cowed and weak and stripped of defense by your government that the people eventually run over and hit this guy in the head with a yard sign or whatever it is. And he's a weak little bastard. I've beat up little weak bastards like him in the street before. And of course, he's a coward. He turns and runs away immediately. So they subdue him and they're able to get him down. But what happened before then? What happened when he's literally with a box cutter, with a small knife, slicing up this man's face? And then when they finally get him off, they say, "Oh, that's enough, mate. That's enough. We gotta stop now." He'd murder. He might do it to you too. Ice him. Ice him immediately. That's what I would have done. I would have been well within my rights here in Texas, and I would have done it, by the way. I heard my dad talk about bouncing his head off the pavement. I think that's too kind. I think there's other things you could do as well. I'm not even going to mention that here. But you think it's okay, as a Sudanese immigrant, as a refugee that's been given the privilege of coming to the West, you think it's okay to do your ritual, scarification rituals, where you have a guy in full mount and you're cutting up his face, and then somebody hits you with the yard sign? Of course, you're a weak little B word, so of course you're going to be taken down by that. And then, oh no, the government will protect me, because they literally have something called two-tier policing. That means they have policing for the white people, the native Europeans of the population, and then they have policing that's higher tier, you know, for all the ethnic groups that they've brought in, you know, the coalition of forces they brought in to replace the average Englishman or British person or Irish person or Scots person or Welsh person, right? And they say, "Hey, you know, you've been discriminated against somehow, even though, you know, you're thousands of miles away from us. You've been discriminated against 100 years ago or whatever. So when you come over here and you commit gang rape, when you come over here and you commit murder, when you come over here, you commit acid attack. Oh, you know, he's just a good boy. He didn't do anything. Give him a year in jail and let him out in 3 months for good behavior." But if you're an English person, if you're a British person, Irish person, Welsh person, Scots person, I want to be all inclusive. If you're somebody living in the United Kingdom, and you make a social media post critical of supporting welfare for illegal migrants and just migrants in general, they will send you to jail for 2 years. They will have can I say the F word? Can I say the bundle of sticks word? Yes or no? Okay. They'll have a powdered wig faggot presented for you on a stage, and they'll say, "These are grave offenses. You said you don't want to pay for migrant health care. 2 years, 4 years in prison." They'll do that to you. And then the Haji who's slitting people's throats out in the street, the British people or the Irish people, excuse me, forgive me, I know they're going to be mad at that. The people of the United Kingdom are so cowed that they're like, "Oh no, the cops are here. The cops are here. We can't hit him anymore. We got to stop." Even though he just sliced up your compatriot in the street, you're going to do nothing about it. Here's the thing. White, black, Mexican, we all have our differences. We all have our cultural heritage, our identities, whatever. I think that's all beautiful. Everyone should be proud of who they are. Be proud to be black, be proud to be brown, be proud to be white, be proud of everything you are, right? If one of these people was over here wearing a ridiculous turban or doing Allahu Akbar, like Sudanese murder rituals in the street, and they were doing it to anybody, any ethnicity, I know immediately Americans would put a stop to it. Americans would end the threat. Americans, unless they're somewhere like New York, California, where they're kind of cowed too and they don't have weapons, Americans, especially here in the South, that person going to die immediately. And we're actually going to enjoy doing it too. And we're going to enjoy doing it because we're like sheepdogs and we're protecting our community. And, you know, an animal like this does not deserve to be protected. And I understand why they're rioting right now. This has triggered massive outrage over that two-tier policing, mass migration failures, and Keir Starmer's Labour government. He's like 20% popular, which is now pushing digital ID and anti-free speech online censorship. Where does that tie in? All right, you may ask yourself, what's going on with digital ID? So just like I told you a little bit earlier, if you are, you know, anti-paying for migrant healthcare or whatever, they'll put you in jail for 2 years. Well, soon, if you make a video, if you post any sort of dissent from the new ruling class that's being put above you of, you know, the migrant from another country that's been brought in by your government to destabilize and degrade the nation, if you're critical of them in any way online, if you back any one of these protests, back any one of these events, make a statement, any kind of support, they are going to have your digital footprint and they are going to send your ass to jail, probably prison forever. Okay. And you know what? I've been thinking about this and it outraged me seeing that guy on the street. You know, because like that's where I'm from. That's where my family's from. I'm vast majority of my blood, at least 60%, is English and then German. And then there's some other stuff in there as well. I'm an Octoroon as well. You know, people know about that. And I'm Native American, too. So like there's a whole mixture of things going on, but I'm much more than 60%, like definitely over like a third Welsh and other things like that, German, Germanic, you name it, right? So I look at it and I see a guy that looks like me in a country that I'm from, right? That my ancestors died in, right? It's supposed to be, hey, everyone has their homeland. Nigeria is for Nigerians. UK is for UK. Germany is for Germany. Japan is for the Japanese. China's for the Chinese. Russia's for the Russians, whatever, right? Oh, no, no, no. Because you're white, because you're European, because you did X, Y, Z 200 years ago or whatever, you have to now accept having your throat ritualistically slit in the street while your fellow compatriots are too afraid to do anything lest they be arrested and thrown in jail for racist discrimination. So we got problems in the U.S. We got a lot of issues, but we don't have this, at least not yet. You know, you could talk about Irina Zarudzka on the train. You can talk about some other things that have happened recently as well. It's America. All right. It's a wild west over here a little bit. When it comes to people being able to protect themselves and being able to say no, I know every single person that I know, every single person I'm associated with would immediately take care of that problem. Immediately. I'll just leave it at that. Like that guy, he wouldn't be an issue because he wouldn't be around because of various reasons, right? And, you know, I think that's for the betterment of society as well. If you behave in this way, if you engage in this behavior, this is why I say in my profile, I say I'm anti-war, but I'm also pro-death penalty, right? Because imagine if these people, like that dude in the turban, it's like, oh, I got my knife and you're not allowed to carry, white boy, I'm going to stab your ass and kill you. And then when the cops come, when I call the police, he's racist. He's racist. He said a racist thing against me. And your dirty little worm mom will hide the knife for you. And your pig father will hold the guy as he's dying. In England, in Britain, in the home of my ancestors? I don't think so. And if I feel this way, you know, I've lived in Texas 200 plus years. You've taken the totality of my family since the beginning of America. We've been here like since the Revolutionary War and even before that, Mayflower. Like it's a pretty crazy bloodline and lineage we got going on. If I feel this way, if I feel this outrage about a place that I have a distant connection to, a place that I revolted against and left, my ancestors, meaning me, right? I'm the collective of all that. I'm the latest model, right? Latest battle droid that's been generated. But if I'm this angry about it, how do people in the UK feel about it? Like, what is going on here? What is going on here? But seriously, how do people in the UK feel about this? Feel about, hey, you know, when does the last white British person die? You know, isn't that fun? Isn't that exciting to think about? When does that happen exactly? Is that what you support? Is that what you support? It's what your government supports. You know, inadvertently, unwittingly, it's what the migrants support by coming into your country, but they're only coming into your country because they know they can get free stuff and get away with murder. It's the politicians. It's the people on Downing Street. It's people in Parliament. It's your fake-ass, faggy-ass King Charles and all his weirdness. Those are the people you got to be out in the streets against. Those are the people you got to be protesting against. You know what? I can't advocate for anything. I can't tell you what you should do, but if you're in the UK, you should not be a fool. That's all I have to say. And all these people live this pampered life where, oh, they're the great heroes. And well, we're supporting Ukraine. We're fighting for freedom across the world. It's important for our Western allies, you know, to engage in liberty and justice and European values. And then European values, just a guy, a Sudanese guy going, just slicing you apart in the street. Please give me a break. Give me a break. Give me a break. Give me a break. Little Keir Starmer, it's time for you to go away, out of office, leave government, leave the UK. Maybe he should go move to Ukraine and have a gay sex with little Zelensky. You know, maybe that would be quite fun for them. Maybe that's better for everybody. Maybe we could say, hey, Zelensky, Keir Starmer, just get married, just be in that relationship, move to the south of Italy, and, you know, live peacefully for 5 years until the Russian assassination team is sent to do whatever. And that's the reality, right? All these people have blood on their hands. Zelensky covered in blood. Keir Starmer covered in blood. Both of their fellow citizens and people are supposed to protect, and of the people in the false conflicts they set up to murder, right? So you think about it like this way, and this is kind of wild to say, but it's true. We have more common cause with the people that we are fighting in various aspects right now than the people that run our government, meaning the American people, right? The American people don't want to see these wars. These other countries don't want to see these wars. It's our government that wants to see these wars. It's other governments, Ukraine, Israel, that want to see these wars. And until we wake up to the fact that we actually are in the driver's seat, that we are actually in the position to take pole position, to take command and control, and to understand that this is our government of and by and founded for the people with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That is what we need to export around the world. The Bill of Rights, the Constitution, Declaration of Independence. That's what the UK needs. Instead of blockading Iran, instead of blockading Russia, instead of blockading China or whatever, how about we blockade the UK until they give their people free speech and guns? Right? If we're so pro-Second Amendment in America, why don't we want to export that to them too? They're getting acid attacked. They're getting stabbed. They're getting raped and the cops are laughing at them. Why don't they have guns to protect themselves? This would not happen in my home. This would not happen in my state. This would not even happen in this liberal-ass city. The British people, the European people, must be given agency unto which and into which they're able to conduct their own affairs and mandate and choose their own destiny. Their destiny should not be taken from them, all right? It should not be taken from them by a corporate class that wants to kill the entire planet. Freedom of speech, freedom of worship, freedom from want, freedom from fear. Do they not deserve that? Have they not earned that? Look at him. Look at him. 18 years old, one drink, walking home. Random retard in a turban decides he's tough, that he is a bad man, and he stabs him with a brutal knife. And then the bastard's family, the worm, slimy, mongrel family, they coalesce around the dying boy. The mother calls the cops and hides the knife. The father cradles the dying child and says, "It's our time now. It's our country. It doesn't belong to you anymore." And the cops come. And Henry says, "I've been stabbed." The child says, "I've been stabbed." The 18-year-old says, "I've been stabbed. I'm dying right now. I'm being murdered." And the police officer says, "I don't think you have, mate. I don't think you have, mate. I don't think you have, mate." I was about to say something very nasty about the police officer. Shouldn't do that. So I'm not going to do that. But I would say take a long walk off a short cliff because you're responsible for that kid's murder. They could have filled that wound in the chest cavity and the lungs. They could have kept him alive. Everyone knows this. Doctors have spoken on it. Man. But hey, white lives don't matter, right? You know, it's just all the other ones, I guess, you know? And hey, Russian lives certainly don't matter. Iranian lives certainly don't matter. Gazan lives certainly don't matter. You see how it's not just race. It's all of us. We're all being disenfranchised in the groups that are doing these crimes. The evil Sudanese retard who's brought into the country, he's a product of his environment and he never should have been in our environment. Okay? It's like being mad at a scorpion for biting you in your bed. Who put the scorpion there? Very, very clear what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. Earlier today, Labor got hit with 14 separate community notes for trying to use their under 16 social media ban to install spyware on British phones. Not only will they let you get killed in the street, not only will they implement the digital ID, they will put the spyware on your phone to track and trace everything you do. Do you have a country? No, you don't. You're already second-class citizens. This is already slavery, in my opinion, and it's truly disgusting. I'm going to this Alex Jones Live article. UK authorities threaten Brits who share footage of horrific attack by African migrant as Northern Ireland braces for citizen revolt. United Kingdom authorities are scrambling to prepare for planned protests across the country following latest horrific crime perpetrated by a third world migrant on British soil. Witness footage showing a white male being butchered by the knife-wielding Sudanese suspect in the middle of a street in Belfast, Northern Ireland on Monday night has dominated social media across the West. You're damn right it has. It's like Hellraiser. He's slicing up his throat, like yelling at him, like, "You've been conquered. This is my country now." You're damn right people are watching. Several bystanders eventually intervened, the weakest people around. Let me just say that. You should be ashamed of yourself. You should have finished the problem. That's all I got to say. You know, even if you got life in prison for it, be a hero. Be a hero. Finish the problem. Defend innocent life. While the victim apparently survived, he's lost vision in one eye. He was hospitalized in critical condition. See if we can get his face up. Let's show people the hospital wounds. People need to see. Man, he wouldn't have any teeth by the time I was done with him. He wouldn't be able to walk. He wouldn't be able to talk. He wouldn't be able to breathe. Because I'd defend the innocent life, of course. UK authorities have issued thinly veiled threats against citizens who disseminate the gruesome video or publicly express their outrage. See, they're not free. They've been conquered, right? And they're not even conquered by the Sudanese. They're conquered by the government. Look at that. They have to hit him with the sign, and then they're so scared of it continuing. Look at him. Look at what this bastard did at the behest and beck and call and orders, basically, of the British government. Okay, they aided and abetted this criminal to get into the United Kingdom and to do these crimes. Look at that face. That's Hellraiser. That's hundreds and hundreds of stitches just on the face, ladies and gentlemen. Man, cursing. But seriously, you don't do that here. If you do that here, you ain't going to be breathing. Seriously, and everybody knows that. Everybody knows that. Even the homeless people that act a little schizo and act a little crazy, you're like, hey, man, I'm armed right now. That behavior changes real quick. Even if they're loopy and talking to the signs or whatever, hey, I got that 9mm on me. I got that Glock on me. I got that Sig Sauer on me. Oh, attitude changes real quick. They'll walk away from you in 5 seconds, and they won't say a word, and they'll look down at the ground while they do it because they know you're an armed patriot. Whether you're white, black, brown, it doesn't matter. You're like a knight. You defend innocent life with the rights that you've been given. The Founding Fathers gave you a right to carry a weapon and to defend others and yourself with it. That is what we are called to do. We see a vicious monster doing street ritualistic executions in the street, not hidden with a plastic sign. Like, you couldn't have, like, picked up a manhole cover and, like, dropped it on his head or something? Theoretically, you know, if there's no other thing around, you got to do it. You couldn't, I'm just thinking about what you got in the street. You got rocks in the street. You got maybe some metal in the street. Maybe you can gank him in the neck real quick. Like, there's weapons all around you. And, you know, you're seeing a crime being committed. You're seeing a guy being attempted murdered. You should be able to do something about that, right? Wake up! Where's the fighting spirit of the people that conquered the entire planet? All right? We're y'all's first sons, first children. We're left with this embarrassment? Seriously, and I'm not talking about people burning down innocent people's homes. I don't support that. Go to Parliament. Go to Keir Starmer's. Go to the MP's house and bullhorn in front of them. That's what I call for. That's what I support. But, like, the thing is like, after you're going to have this big outrage, the people there that are watching this attempted murder, slaughter, ritualistic scarification ritual, conquering humiliation ritual, they just go, bonk. Bonk, I would have gone bam, 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 bam. And I would have killed that bastard. And I would have done it to protect innocent life. And next time you see something like this happen, and you're over there with your little plastic sign, maybe you look around, you notice there's a rock on the street as well. And what you do with that is up to you. It's not up to me. How much longer are we going to take this? Not just white people, but people of the entire world, wake up. We're all being pit against each other in an effort to make us slaughter each other and hate each other. When the real people who did this, who destabilized our governments and our nations, have nothing in common with us. They don't even care about race unless they're Jewish or whatever. It's all about transnational capital, replacement migration, money, and then eventually culling and killing of all humans until there's less than 500 million people left on the planet. Okay? And the refugees, the migrants that come over here that have these crazy ideologies and do these crazy things, they're unaware of that. It's just like something that's been placed in your bed, right? So we don't want it in our bed anymore. We don't want any refugees from Sudan. We don't want any refugees from Somalia. We don't want any refugees from one of these war-torn hell pit countries. None of them coming over here ever again. Do you know what that takes? Do you know what that takes, ladies and gentlemen? Because I just laid out a very strong anti-immigration, pro-nationalist case for why countries need to expel and exclude these types of immigrants. You know what that costs? That costs us being a peaceful nation. Or you know what that costs? That makes it so, to have these things, we have to be a peaceful nation. You know, you look at Afghanistan. You know, the second largest migrant population in the UK is from Afghanistan. Huh. Why is that? Maybe because we had a giant war and blew up a bunch of those people's houses and killed a bunch of them? So then they come over to us because we're like sympathetic or feel sorry about it. And they come over here and have third world. How about we don't have the crazy war in general so they can just have a nice place where they live and we can just have a nice place where we are. Sudan is literally like the hell pit of the planet. It makes Somalia look like a cupcake factory. Literally, Sudan is like civil war for like 20, 30 years. You think of a child soldier, you think of like crazy resource wars, think of like crazy militant, like theocratic crimes and stuff like that. You're thinking about Sudan. That's like the number one place. Why the hell would you put this person in your country? Why the hell would you do it? Well, it's because we destabilized Sudan along with all the other African and Arab nations, right? Effort to consolidate power and money and wealth for ourselves, just talking about the West broadly in general. That's why you have him. You have him because your corrupt government 50 years ago voted to exploit those people, and they exploited those people. They made their world a hell pit, and then they brought them over once they were destroyed to destroy you. It's almost beautiful in its simplicity of how you exterminate not just one people, but all people on the planet. You just get them all to fight each other, and then you do genocide, and you make people infertile. That's all you got to do. The people at the top are real sick bastards. Bill Gates, you're a real cute and cuddly demon monster. What was that you're just playing? Go back to it. Shows a disabled elderly lady entering on Monday evening going to church, only to be followed in by an invader who attacks and robs her of her necklace. Yeah, we need public executions for people like this. Let's bring back the gallows. You know, didn't they used to do that in the UK? They're very serious about that. Let's bring back the gallows for people like that that are, you know, ganking innocent disabled grandmothers in the street. They're doing it because they're not afraid of the consequences. They simply don't care, right? So we have to provide actual consequences. Same thing in the United States. We have pedophiles that get 3 to 5 years in prison, and they probably get time off for good behavior, and they're let out, and you're a sex offender, but you're still alive. You're still a human being. You know, like, if you rape somebody or you molest a child, you do these things, you ought to die for it. You really should. And that's why we got to take, of course, accusations of these things very seriously. But you got credible evidence somebody raped, murdered, or, you know, did something to a kid, you got to ice them immediately. And they don't have that attitude over in these countries. They're like community service, social worker. It's the discrimination that made him stab him 8 times in the gut and then lie to the police officers, and his whole maggot family covered up the lie. What? My dad was saying this earlier. He was thinking about it and just contrasting the mindset. And he was like, it's crazy. It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense because it's not designed to make sense. It's cognitive dissonance. In the same way you watch a superhero movie and you buy into the narrative like, oh, he's Clark Kent, but he's from Krypton, so he can fly and the sun gives him powers and he's super strong and he's got lasers out of his eyes and he shoots freezing breath. You're like, well, it's the migrant, and the migrant is discriminated against over in the UK, even though the UK gives them welfare benefits, healthcare, access to everything, preferential treatment, literal two-tier policing. So because they're oppressed, we have to oppress you. And by the way, they're not oppressed. They're actually oppressing you as well. Wake up. It's time to wake up. And I know y'all are all asleep over there, literally, as I'm saying this, which kind of makes it funny. I know it's like 1 a.m. over there in the UK right now. But hey, when you see this in the morning, because I know a lot of y'all are viewers and listeners and really love and appreciate the show, clip it. Clip it and share it with your friends and family and whatever. You know, I'm an American. I can say whatever I want. I'm free. I'm free. Ain't no chains on me. I'm free. You guys, not the same thing. So we've got to export our First Amendment to you so you can have free speech, number one. And we've got to export our Second Amendment to you so you can have gun rights, number two. And once you have gun rights, you'll notice that, you know, these people are acting all big and bad because they can carry a knife and you can't. They're going to be polite and they're going to mind their manners, because they mind their manners in Texas. All right. When you act schizo and crazy and try to attack people in Texas, people pull out a gun and they cap your ass. So I'd like to see that in UK. I'd like to see, you know, the return to the Magna Carta and the actions and actualization of the British citizen. And to truly, they used to say an Englishman's home is his castle. Well, an Englishman's home is, you know, a brothel, and he's a prostitute that gets railed. That's what it seems like now today. So is your home a castle? Englishman, Scotsman, Irishman, Welshman? Is it a castle? Are you your own king, or are you not? That's what I call you to ask yourself and clip what I just said. Rex Jones News with a Z on Twitter. I love you all. Best show on the internet.
These new data centers will oversee everyone in the galaxy. I will be in full control.
Power levels are stable. Proceed with the install. Copy that. Installing the module now. Connection confirmed. All green.
Cable secured. Power to the cluster. Initiating boot sequence. Component locked. Running diagnostics. Archive systems online. Report to command.
Construction team, report status. Power grid stable, TK-421. Cabling complete, no faults. Proceed to phase 2 for the Empire.
Things are going according to plan. The Emperor will be happy. The Empire demands perfection.
status report. Any anomalies?
Diagnostics are clear, sir.
Proceed with the calibration. Watch for fluctuations.
I find your desire for privacy insignificant. The Empire's new data network will observe every corner of the galaxy, every signal, every act of disloyalty.
A disturbance in the Force there is. Feel it, you can.
Those who obey have nothing to fear. Those who resist will be terminated.
Ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.